Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, November the 23rd of 2021. And I am your host, as usual, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's good to be here with you on this last show before Thanksgiving. I know normally I do a Wednesday show, however, due to us having church tomorrow night, we won't be doing a live broadcast tomorrow night on Wednesday, November the 24th. Another programming note is I would not expect to have a show on Wednesday, December 1st, either as we have a conference starting that night. The Ministry of Helps, no, the Leadership Conference. And so there will be likely no show on Wednesday, December 1st. Although there might be maybe a shortened one that might be earlier, but I don't know yet. Still thinking about it. I'll let you know for sure next week. This is, as I said a minute ago, the final show before Thanksgiving here in the United States, as us here in America, we have Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday in November. Those of you listening in other countries, in Canada, you would have had your Thanksgiving in mid-October. Now, I had been looking up some things about that first Thanksgiving. So, the first truly ultimate documented Thanksgiving was back in 1621, in Plymouth. It was in October, though. It was not in November. It was in October. It was a three-day feast. And also a big component of it was prayer, which Thanksgiving is a good time not only to be thankful for what you have, it's also a good time to pray. So, for those of you who might have thought maybe last week, if you listened, how Wednesday night, how we taught on prayer, it goes along with it because that should be part of Thanksgiving. Should also be prayer. Because as we said last week, prayer is a very important part of a Christian's life. It really is. In 1621, you had 90 Wampanoags and then 50 pilgrims. You had Squanto and Bradford and all of these different others. And they were all gathered together to give thanks to God, to celebrate the harvest of the huge crop that they had harvested. And it doesn't seem to me like it was no small crop. It was heaps, heaps of food. I love it. I love it when you have heaps of food. I really do. Much rather have that than not much. But they roasted turkey. They had corn. And they had all different things at that time. Prior to 1621, that had Thanksgivings in Jamestown in Virginia, dating back to 1607, way back when. So that was just under 15 years, 14 years prior to 1621. The Mayflower had landed in 1620 at Plymouth Rock. At that time, it was not called the United States of America yet. Because, of course, America was not founded in its current form until 1776. With our independence. There was a 3-day feast. That doesn't mean that all they did for 3 days was sit at the table and eat. By that point, they would all be in a food coma, right? Yeah, they would all be in a food coma. Some of you may or may not be in a food coma this week after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I personally haven't, but everyone's different. But going ahead a ways, in 1789, George Washington first proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving, and at first it was only periodically. Thomas Jefferson, for example, did not once declare the day of Thanksgiving. Later on, Abraham Lincoln in 1863 declared it a day to give thanks to the Almighty God, and a day to earnestly repent for America. A day to, yeah, that's a good way to say it. It was a day for people to repent, to pray and repent. And then Ulysses S. Grant later declared that it would be an annual event. That would be on the last Thursday of November. Franklin D. Roosevelt changed it in the 1930s and made it so that it was the fourth Thursday of November. And it has been the fourth Thursday every year since then. And now it's made so that the president doesn't get to change it just because he wants to. Congress put that in a bill that he had signed. But today, to give thanks to the Almighty God for his bounty, meaning everything that he's given us. And When we get into the lesson tonight, we're going to be teaching on giving thanks. And why should we be giving thanks? Sorry about that, folks. I was just checking the clock. Tonight, with this being the last show before Thanksgiving, which also means the last show of the week, I have football games to predict, including the game, Michigan versus that game to the South. MSU versus Penn State. I'm going to pick Auburn versus Alabama. I have Division I and II high school championship games to pick. And the Lions game to pick. So, unlike normal Tuesday, we do have quite a bit of sports to get to. And so keep an eye out for that. Of course, first we're going to get into the word of the Lord. And before that, though, we're going to sing, as we normally do here on the Miracle Man Show. Also, keep in mind that starting next week, there will be Christmas songs throughout the season. Up until like the 27th or so. 28th even, maybe. Of December. We'll see. But certainly up to the 23rd, which 22nd, which would be our last show before Christmas. But it's going to be a good time, and I enjoy doing Christmas with you, my listeners. I don't mean like we do shows on Christmas Day necessarily, but I mean, talking about Christmas to you and what it means from a spiritual standpoint, as well as the, we like to call it, the fun Christmas songs and different poems and stuff. And so that is going to be awesome. And I really am looking forward to it. So, in case you might be wondering, you may say, Miracle Man, how does Thanksgiving normally go for you? Well, until recently, we always went up to my grandma, my grandpa's house up in the Cadillac area. However, recently it's been a little different. This year, for example, the plan is that we will be having Thanksgiving dinner at Zender's in Frankenmuth. And so, looking forward to that. Normally, we have a good Thanksgiving dinner with the trimmings, and then I like to watch the Lions game, usually hoping that they win. Lately on Thanksgiving, they have not been winning, sadly. I hope that changes real soon. There was a day when they used to actually win a lot on Thanksgiving. But between 2017 and 2020, I don't think they haven't won any of the Thanksgiving days games. Do I think they'll win this year? Oh, you'll have to listen to that part of my broadcast to find out. And so I've always enjoyed Thanksgiving. I always liked the turkey and mashed potatoes and the rolls and the pie. I could honestly care less for the stuffing. For the most part, I could care less about that. I do not really enjoy it. I do not enjoy the squash. I do not enjoy the sweet potatoes either. I'm sorry, but I don't. And green bean casserole? No. Nope. Not me. I just don't like it. But so I do like corn if they have it. I also like it if someone has mac and cheese or if someone brings ribs. Those are good. That kind of adds to the spread. To replace that sweet potatoes that I don't like, the stuffing that I could do without, and the squash that I really do not like. Are there any Thanksgiving staples, Cassandra, that you would honestly say you don't like? What? What? Really? Oh, you don't like pie. Why?
I've never been a fan of the texture.
And you also admitted to me today, the same person admitted to me today, that she doesn't like cheesecake either. Well, folks, guess what? That means more cheesecake for me, I guess. And don't think, listeners, that I'm confusing cheesecake and fruitcake. No, I'm not. And if any of you were ever thinking about sending me a fruitcake for Christmas, don't do it. Just save the hassle and don't send me one. Don't send me a fruitcake, please. What do you think of those Christmas fruitcakes? You do not like them, do you? Don't they just sound absolutely terrible to you? What would you do if you saw someone trying to give it to you? Would you be tempted to throw it right back through the window?
No one really enjoyed it. She's like, it's not
good. I remember one time I had a piece of fruitcake, a bite of fruitcake, several years ago from my grandma. Up at her place on Thanksgiving about 6 years ago. In fact, it was her last Christmas with us. But I tried a bite of fruitcake. I have to be honest with you. I did not enjoy it. Of course, I loved my grandma, and I'm sure I'll get to see her in heaven. But let's just say me and fruitcake don't go together very well. And so, but me and Pi do. Oh, yes. And any other desserts people might want to bring, depending on what they are. And I already said those different things from Thanksgiving that I could do without. I want to remind you that this episode has been brought to you by your local McDonald's. You can go to your local McDonald's and grab yourself an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of just $1. You can choose to get a Coke, a Sprite, a Fanta, a High C, or you can be like Preacher Man and decide that you need a Dr. Pepper. And you can choose to get it with ice, without ice, with minimal ice, or with boatloads of ice. If you just insist on putting boatloads of ice into your soda, my question for you would be, why? Why so much ice? Why do you want your soda so watered down? Price and participation may vary. Tax extras, see store for details. Okay. Couple real quick things before we listen. I want to encourage you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, which is the story of the first 30 years of my life and how great God has been, how merciful God has been, all the different miracles that Jesus did in my life over the years. I'm very thankful for them. Yes, I am very thankful for that, for what God has done, and I'm thankful for what He's going to do. And so, you can also buy the book on Amazon. You can buy the book on the website. And please avail yourself to the book. And while you're at it, why not buy one to give as a Christmas present to someone? We'll believe in God to sell as many of those books as possible. Now, the other thing I want to remind you of really quick is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And I thank those of you who have sown a seed. And it helps keep it going. And we're just so thankful for you. And so you can go online to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. Go online to paypal.com. You will see a search bar, and in the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that that the first R in Rivers is capitalized, and the S in Shukla is also capitalized. Also, please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And I want to leave, I want to put a verse in here for you to sow. Because it's always good to sow with a verse on your mind. So the verse I want to sow is where it says, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory." Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you for that. Now we're going to get into some worship, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. Mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong. Forever God is faithful. Forever, forever, forever. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. Mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong. Forever God is faithful. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever, forever. His love endures 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 forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. Mm-hmm. His love endures forever. 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 His love endures forever and ever, forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, There is none like you. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what you doing? The Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Let the weak say, I have strength. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done. for us. And now let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am filled. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you are to us. We give thanks tonight with a grateful heart toward you. We're grateful for what you've done in us. We're truly grateful. I'm so glad to be serving you and not serving someone else. So glad to know that you are God. You hold the world in your hand. You love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're so faithful, and I'm so thankful. I pray that these listeners would be grateful for what you've done. And I'm sure that many of them are, but I pray that they would all be. Just have a gratefulness, a thankfulness for what you've done in their life, for the times you've blessed us, for the times that you've made a way for us when it seems like there's no way, for the times that you've just encouraged us when we've needed it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time in the Word tonight. As we teach on giving thanks and having gratitude, and I pray that these people would take the word to heart tonight, Lord God, and that you reveal yourself to us as we study your word. And thank you, Lord God, that you meet every need represented on the show tonight. Whether it's something financial, whether it's something in your body, whether it's something in whatever, that you meet these needs, all these needs that are represented tonight in us. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you, Lord God, for the finances coming into this program. I give you thanks in advance for the increases in listenership coming. And I give you thanks, most of all, for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn Turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Amen. Hebrews 12. We're going to be talking about giving thanks. Just taking a look. Let's start looking at verse. Hebrews 12:14. And then after we look at this, we're going to go to James 1. We're going to look at a couple of verses on giving thanks. And then I'll also give you a few other verses so that you can have some verses on your arsenal that talk about giving thanks. What does the Bible have to say about it? Amen. So verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Hold on a second. Peace, that could come in handy at the dinner table this week. What if someone brings up something you really don't like? What if they bring up the lions? What if they... Okay. Moving on. Verse 14, make every effort to live in peace, but all men will be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and to defile many. See that no one is immoral, sexually immoral, or godless, like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change in mind, though he sought the blessing of tears. Verse 18, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, a darkness, gloom, and storm. By a trumpet blast or teach a voice by speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them because they could not bear what was commanded. Excuse me, they could not hear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. But sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. And you've come by thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, spirits of righteous men made perfect. Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant And by the sprinkled blood, that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we, if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At the time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised. Once more, I will make not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words by once more. The removing of what can be shaken. That is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and therefore worship God A-C-C-E-P acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. James 1. Just looking at how long this is. James 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance finishes its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the winds. That man should not think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man who is unstable in all of his ways. The brother, in humble circumstances, ought to take pride in his high position. But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away just like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and without the plant. The blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away, even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because he has stood the test. He will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then, after his desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father and the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through, turning the page, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth, so that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the envious life that God, the righteous life that God desires, excuse me. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the world and so deceive yourselves. Do what the word says. Don't just hear the word, listen. Do what the word says. He who listens to the word, but he does not do what it says, is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight vine on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. All right. So, and all this talks about how we should be thankful to God. We're supposed to be thankful to God for what he's done in our lives. And we should be You know, just always be thankful for what he has done, for what he's going to do. From First Chronicles, that song we sang tonight, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thanksgiving is a form of praise unto him. In the book of Psalms, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And there's verses in Colossians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, and many different verses that are about giving of thanks. And so part of being grateful is also having a reverence of all the things of God. True reverence. That doesn't mean nonchalant. That means reverence. That means you put a value upon it, as you really should put a value upon. A value on the things of God. Because if you think about it, it really is valuable. And so let me think here. And there's another verse I want to mention. It says, give thanks in everything. And in that text, it also says, you know, be anxious for nothing. That means you shouldn't be anxious. If you're dealing with anxiety all the time, you don't need to be anxious. There's no need for you to be anxious. Trust God. Because I know some people have all kinds of anxiety. But you're not supposed to be anxious all the time. That's not what God wants for you. But it said in there, give thanks in everything. That doesn't mean that you give thanks for all the trials you've had to endure. That doesn't mean if you're fighting something in your body, you don't look at God and say, thank you that we're poor. Thank you we have nothing. We're so grateful. Hey, how dumb can you be and think that? Be thankful and grateful that you have nothing. But in everything you give thanks, not for everything. In. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Give thanks unto the Lord. Count your many blessings. name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Honestly, that's a song, though. Not necessarily a verse, but it's a great song where it talks about, you know, counting your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count them and see what God has done. And if you try to do that right now, you'd be amazed at how many blessings you've had. And that's not just material things or finances that God's blessed you with. That's healings. That's even your soul. You should be thankful that God saved your soul. That's something to be thankful for. Because guess what, folks? Salvation is the greatest miracle of all. It is. Yeah. It's not something that you just take lightly and be like, okay, I'm saved. No. It's something to be grateful for. Not just something that you just rub off and say, I guess I'm saved. And I guess I can't do this no more, can't do that no more. Hey, that's supposed to be about a list of do's and don'ts. That's what religion is. List of do's, list of don'ts. With not enough power necessarily to do the do's, not enough power to stop doing the don'ts. But you see, when you get saved and born again, see, that is what's really going to help you. And we talked about earlier, briefly, we had mentioned that prayer is another way of giving thanks. But don't be praying whiny prayers. If all your prayers are nothing but whinies, yes, bring your supplications. He wants to know what you're believing for. And all that kind of stuff. You know, believing in God for healing and what have you. Believing and all that kind of stuff. That's great, but don't be doing whiny prayers. No whiny prayers. Because this is Thanksgiving, not whining time. And furthermore, you should be giving thanks all year, not just this week. Not just the week of Thanksgiving. And of course, prayer is a really important part of a Christian's life. It's not just something that should be taken for granted and thrown in the back room somewhere. Nope. Sorry about that, listeners. I was just checking my clock real quick. So that I just know how much time I have to work with. But as we go through this life, when you go through the next couple of days, my hope is that you'll realize that we really do have a lot to be thankful for. And if God's ever healed your body, That's something to be thankful for. If he blessed you in any area, that's something to be thankful for. If he saved your soul, that's something to be thankful for. Because at times, when we were younger, and we still do this, when I'm with my parents on Thanksgiving, which I am with my parents a lot of Thanksgiving often, and we may be driving down the road going somewhere. They have Thanksgiving dinner. And my mom will each one of us sits in the car with us, me, my mom, my dad, even my brother when he would be with us. We'd all be going around saying what we're thankful for. And it can be so easy to focus on the material things, like thankful for my house, my apartment, or whatever. Thankful to have a roof over your head. Yeah, that's good. Thankful to have people that love me and care about me. Yeah, that's great too. To have food to eat. Yeah, that's great. A few bucks in your pocket. Yeah. A car that runs good. Yeah. You got that? That's great. Something to be thankful for. But what about thankful to be saved? What about thankful that you're set free? Thankful that you're delivered? Thankful that you're on the way to heaven? Thankful that you're not who you used to be? Thankful for that God has saved you? Or for what God's going to do in you? That you believe in for the manifestation thereof. What about saying you're thankful for that? And I'll admit, as an adult, when I'm in the car, I'm sure this year I will be asked the same stuff, and I will say some of the material stuff that I mentioned. But ultimately, I'm most thankful for what God has done, for what he's doing, for what he's going to do. Thankful that I'm saved. Thankful for his mercy and grace. That's what we should ultimately be thankful for. Because if Jesus is truly our first love, that should be what we're the most thankful for. Beyond our parents, beyond our children if we have them, beyond material things, even those things I mentioned that are material that you need. Like a shelter over your head and all that, which are good things to be thankful for. But above all that, you should be most thankful for God, what he's done in us. Amen. Because we should be thankful and grateful for what he's done. And you should have an attitude of gratitude. I just thought of that. An attitude of gratitude. And if you're feeling ungrateful, maybe think to yourself and ask, why am I so ungrateful? Why am I acting ungrateful? No, I'm not saying that's me right now by any means. I just mean, like, if you're doing that, ask yourself, why am I not grateful? Why am I not thankful? Of course, the world's not perfect. No, it's not. We give thanks unto God. See. Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would do like what we read tonight. That we wouldn't just hear the word, but that we would put the word to practice in our own lives so that we could get out of this word what we're supposed to get out of this word and receive what you have for us from this word. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us. And that we are thankful people, grateful people. And I thank you, Lord God, for all of that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. All right. In terms of sports action, Thursday, we have the Detroit Lions, who are 0-9-1, are taking on the Chicago Bears on Sunday at Ford Field. Lions haven't been doing too good lately. They have been doing better at running the ball as of late. The Bears have been having struggles of their own, as they are not doing that well either. I think the team who will win will be whoever makes the least amount of mistakes, who turns the ball over less. Who gets the most yards? Can the Lions work on not getting so many penalties? Those penalties, they just keep coming and coming and coming against them. But I really hope the Lions can win a game this year. I really do. When I look at this game, though, to be honest with you, my honest prediction. Bear down, 25. Lying down, 22. The Bears will win 25-22. It'll be another 3-point loss. We've had multiple losses this year that were by 2 to 3 points, between 1 and 3 points, two of which were as a result of painful field goals that were kicked that were long, where they could have won those games, and the Pittsburgh game. And the game on Sunday versus the Hash Browns. I'm sorry, I mean the Browns from Cleveland. That's four different games that it was 3 points or less that they could have won. And they won none of those. So they could be 4-6. Instead, 0-9-1. In all honesty, though, I think 3-6-1 might have been more appropriate, or maybe 2-7-1. Something like that. But I hope I'm wrong about this one. high school, real quick. Friday, 1 p.m., Division II, 13-0 Traverse City versus 12-1 Traverse City Central, taking on 12-0 Warren D. LaSalle at Ford Field, 1 o'clock Friday. Honest prediction, Traverse City has honestly won all of their football games in the playoffs by huge, wide margins. But De La Salle is a tough team. They really are. My honest prediction, Dilly Dally, 24, Traverse City's best, 21. Well, they probably are Traverse City's best because they're the ones playing in the finals for Traverse City. Traverse City, St. Francis lost. Go to Division I. Saturday, 1 p.m., Ford Field. You have Rochester Adams taking on Belleville. Rochester Adams, 13-0. Belleville, 12-1. It had been projected for the last couple of years that Belleville could win a state championship. However, I think Rochester Adams is going for the undefeated season, the truly undefeated season. So, with that in mind, my prediction, Adams, 31, Belltown, 27. All right. College football. MSU versus Penn State on Saturday. You have Michigan State, who has now two losses. They lost to Purdue, which they shouldn't have lost, and then they lost to that team to the south. I really wish Michigan State would have executed a lot better in that game from that team to the south, but they didn't. So they've lost two games now. Penn State has lost four games, including to Michigan. They are at MSU. They are not in Happy Valley. Even though Penn State has lost twice in Happy Valley this year. My honest prediction is O State, 23. Pencils, 19. And my prediction, Michigan versus that team to the south, Saturday, noon, Ann Arbor. Michigan's going to have to do a lot of things right in order to win. They'll have to play perfect in order to win. They can't be having the turnovers at all. Because if they give the ball to that team to the south, they will find a way to score off you quick. Honest prediction, however, that team to the south, 36, winning again, 28. Yep, I'm sorry, folks, I did it again. I picked that team to the south to win. We'll see how the picks go. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. No plague shall come nigh us. Safe travels. If you're flying, driving, and thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon us to keep us in all of our ways, and no evil shall come nigh us. You have your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Amen. I sure love you. God first, God always. Happy Thanksgiving. So long, everybody.